Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my children, creditors, is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, your iniquities have sold yourself. Have ye sold yourselves? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves. And for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there's no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth by morning. By morning he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. Ninth verse. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Amen. Motherhood for sale. Amen. Motherhood sold. You know, you see a sign first alongside of the road, home for sale. And it gives various information and phone numbers. And then you may pass by one day and there'll be two signs, one on each corner. Sold. Motherhood is up for auction this morning. Amen. Now what am I bid? Amen. And we just keep upping the price. Sell motherhood? No, not today, not on Mother's Day. Ah, but you haven't offered a big enough price yet. Try a few more dollars. Try friends and parties and a social life. Amen. What am I bid? All of the fancy things and the nice things of the so-called good life, because the only idea we have and imagination we have about the so-called, quote, good life, end quote, is what is portrayed on the media. Amazing thing, on the media you never see mothers working. On the media, you never see in the movies mothers, amen, with a dirty apron. You never see mothers with dirt on her hands. No, amen, everything is in the good life is shuffling from one nightclub to the other, from one party to the other, from one bright spot to the other, amen, until the women that sit and watch that stuff say, like Ira Stanfield's wife. Ira Stanfield, Assembly of God, pastor of Assembly of God Church in the days when they were still holiness. Amen. That Ira Stanfield came home one day and found a note on the table from his wife. He said, I can't take it anymore. I've got to have the lights. And she took her voice to sing with to a nightclub in New York City. Amen. And Ira Stanfield stayed home and diapered the babies and took care of the babies and tried to pastor that church and prayed for his wife. Amen. She had sold her motherhood for the lights. She had sold her place in the home for the lights. She had sold her place as a queen of a parsonage, if you will, for the lights. Amen. Until one night, under conviction in a nightclub in New York, amen, she prayed through in the dressing room, praise God, and pinned out the words to a song, I am told. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. With tear-filled eyes, she came out of her dressing room, bypassed the man who was taking care of the stage and the coach at the stage door. She went right on past him. What's she doing? It's not her time yet. Amen. And she stood in front of that nightclub crowd that night and said, you don't know it, but I'm the wife of a gospel minister. I've been backslid, but the Lord has just saved me and gave me that song. And that night she sang to the nightclub, there's room at the cross for you. Climbed in her car and headed out of New York in a drunk, some miles out of New York City as she headed back to the west. Crossed the median and hit her head on and killed her instantly. The scrap of paper was found in the mangled automobile. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. Ira Stanfield's wife made it, but it was almost too late. This morning, amen, I'm glad to report to you that even though the auctioneer has said, what am I bid once? What am I bid twice? Going, going, gone! And motherhood in America has gone down the river, so to speak. Sold for a price of a junk auction, if you will. Amen. Oh, yes, Hosea was instructed by the Lord to marry one of the harlots of Israel. Amen. Which he did. He probably married the best one of all Israel. You ought to have seen the rest of them. Amen. And they had two children. One day she was gone. After she'd given birth to Lo-Ruhamah and Lo-Ammi. Amen. She went to find her other lovers. She went out for the nightlife. She left her husband and her children. Amen. And one day, when she reached the very bottom, God said, go back and buy her back. He found her on the auction block in the marketplace. Amen. And he said, I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver. And said, come back home and you'll be my wife and you'll never be another again. What was God trying to tell us through the object lesson of Hosea? That prophet whose pride was humiliated, whose ministry was humiliated, whose life was humiliated and shamed by his wife. Amen. He's telling Israel that you've done the same thing. You've humiliated me. You shamed me. You've rejected me. Amen. You left me without a bill of divorcement. You separated yourself from me. Amen. God cries out, where is your bill of divorcement? What right have you got to be gone? Amen. And yet she's gone anyway. She's gone the way of all flesh. She's gone the way of the world. And it looks hopeless. But then Isaiah said, God has given me the tongue of the learned to speak a word of comfort to him that is of a weary heart. Amen. He said, am I not God? Can I dry up the rivers? Praise God. Am I not able to redeem? Hallelujah. He said, I will do it. And so he said, I gave my back to the smiters. Amen. I gave my back to the smiters, my cheek to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. What is God doing? He's buying mother back. I'm glad to report to you that there is a Redeemer this morning. I'm glad to report to you the gospel, the good news, boils down to this. We sold out to the devil. Amen. And we belong to him. But praise God, God sent a Redeemer. And he paid the full price and bought us back again. Hallelujah. That girl that had her baby in the restroom and threw it in the trash can, and some woman came and heard a faint little muffled cry, and they fished the baby out from the trash can, and now they found its father, and a little brain damaged baby that they say won't live but about a year at best is being taken care of with his father. That mother was taken to court this week. Amen. She pleaded that I panicked. Amen. What she did, she sold out a few days of blessed motherhood, a few days of blessed rest, a few days of hope and promise and joy that God intended for a woman to have. Praise God. Yes, she sold it out to go ahead with her fun, to go ahead with her pleasure. Amen. Just a few years ago, amen, a girl gave birth to a baby in a high school and went back to the dance. She'd rather go to the dance. She'd rather have her boyfriends. She'd rather have her social life, amen, than her little baby that was left in the restroom. Amen. Sold out. We're in a bad time today, but all is not lost. I'm glad to report to you that God has given us the tongue of the learned and a word. Praise God to him that is of a weary heart. Him that is weary, he waketh in the morning, and by morning he waketh my ear to hear the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Praise God. I'm glad that Jesus went all the way. He never quailed at the cross. Why? That he might give us back that which we lost. And he might give us back that which we sold for a bunch of shiny trinkets and a few lights for a few moments of pleasure. Amen. Only God can give us back that which we've lost. But isn't it wonderful? He even uses the word rest. Praise God. He promises rest. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. I've set my face like a flint. To do what? To die for you and me. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. I am redeemed because he went all the way to the cross and paid the full price to bring us back, to give us back that which we have lost. Redeemed this morning at a terrible price. I'm glad in this tongue of the learned that I have found the answer. I've found the answer. I've learned to pray. I can call on God, and you can too this very day. Praise God. Listen to this. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near unto me. Who is the adversary? It is him that we have sold out to. And said, because they've decided to live in sin, they're mine. Amen. Michael disputing with the devil about Moses' body. The devil said, "He killed an Egyptian. He's a murderer. He's mine." And Michael said, "The Lord rebuke thee, Satan." Amen. He got angry and smote that rock instead of speaking to it. The devil said, "He's mine." And Michael said, "The Lord rebuke thee, Satan." After receiving the law, he threw it down and broke it to pieces. Amen. And broke the commandments of God. "He's mine." And that's three strikes against him, and three strikes and you're out. And Michael said, "Yeah, but I got the last word. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan." Praise God. And Michael wrenched the body of Moses from the claws of Satan and took him lovingly and buried him. How did Moses turn out? He turned out all right. When Jesus needed somebody to comfort him just before the cross, just before the Calvary, just before the agonies of Gethsemane, amen, he went to an exceeding high mountain and was there transfigured in front of his disciples. And the Bible said, "There appeared to Moses and Elijah and spake with him." What were they saying? They were saying what this tongue of the learned said. "You can make it. You can do it." Praise God. And he said, "I was not rebellious. I gave my back to the smiters, my cheek to them that plucked off my hair. I hid not my face from shame." Amen. And spitting. "For the Lord God will help me. He'll help me to pay the full price, the awful, horrible price of our redemption. He's going to give you motherhood back. He's going to give you queenship back. He's going to give you crown back. He paid for it. The Redeemer did. He can give you, as it were, your virtue back. Ah, yes, because whom the Lord restores, he resurrects. And some of these days, amen, the Lord who restores all things, who restores cankered years, the Lord who restores, amen, jaded and scarred and marred lives, praise God, will fully complete the resurrection, the restoration in the first resurrection. I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up in the first resurrection. Amen. Why? Because he paid the full price. Verse 10, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay." There's a translation in my marginal reading here about that word "stay" and "rest." That's what it means. It means rest. I want to tell you, there's not really any fun out there. There's not really any real pleasure out there. Amen. I mean, that life out there will make you look like a burned out hag. Amen. There's not really any joy out there. It's just a trifling joy, a passing thing. Amen. A frivolous thing. Oh God, we don't find it out until the drugs don't satisfy. Until we've got to take drugs just to be normal, and they don't give us a lift anymore. We're just trying to wake up in the morning. We're just trying to make it through. Amen. At morning, we wish for the night. At night, we wish for the day. And we're wishing our life away. Why? Because we're not really enjoying it. Sin brings bondage. Of whom a man or woman is overcome, of the same they are brought into bondage. What is that bondage? You see, sin brings slavery. Slavery. There's no let up. Amen. This morning, are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? look to the Lamb of God? Are you grieving over joys departed? Look to the Lamb of God. This morning, you can find rest. Rest in Him. And rest in Him alone. It's not out there. All there is out there is bondage and slavery. Listen, He's calling to you. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Well, the devil will, as long as we're on his territory. He's our accuser. Amen. Some of these days we're going to die and we're going to need some heavenly pallbearers. But if we're not careful, demons will drag our soul into the regions of hell. Amen. D.E. Jones told a story about the young man he was called to visit in the hospital. Amen. He went to visit him and found out that he was sitting on the front seat of his church in his revival meeting just a night or two before and rejected God. He woke up from his semi-coma and said, "Preacher, I dreamed that I was laying in an open field." And he said, "Shrieking, screaming demons grabbed a hold of my clothes, preacher, and they was dragging me across that field. Preacher, tell me, where were they taking me to?" Amen. Sin brings bondage. Sin brings chains. Sin brings fear. Sin brings agony. Are you weary, heavy-hearted, tired of rebelling against God? When we have such a blessed Redeemer, praise God, when we have such a blessed Savior, when the gospel brings us such good news, He paid the full price. He's married to the backslider. He died to bring us back, just like He died to bring Israel back. And He's here this morning to restore you. If you'll cry out to God, you can have a new life. A new life. And God said in Joel, "My backslidden betrothed, my estranged betrothed, that their fig tree has been barked by the locust, the palm worm, and the canker worm, my great army which I sent among you, because you wept between the porch and the altar, because you repented and called upon God, and because you rend your heart and not your garments." Amen. He said, glory to God, "I will restore the years." Think of it. I'll restore the cankered years. The years which the locust and the canker worm and the palmer worm have destroyed. Amen. Only God can do that. That's a powerful Redeemer this morning. Only God can buy back motherhood. Only God can hear your cry. Only God can see your tears. Amen. Oh yes, it's Mother's Day. And God hears mother's prayers. And God sees mother's tears. And He's heard them in many an out-of-the-way place. And in a many an out-of-the-way situation. Let Him hear your cry. He's here to bring you back. Ah, there's good news this morning. When He said, "I marvel that there was no man." Amen. "Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer?" Nobody could help. Amen. But He said, "I am able. I clothe the heavens with blackness. I curse the sea and dry it up." Amen. I got good news this morning for you. Isaiah, you tell them. Amen. Glory to God. Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. I shall know how to speak a word in season. To him that is of a weary heart. Are you tired of it? That's what you got to reach. That place of being tired of it. You get tired enough of it, you'll make a dead run for Calvary. And you'll walk away with the peace of God gladdening your heart. Amen. And you'll find rest in God, whose only begotten Son gave His back to the smiters. They plucked off His beard, and He hid not His face from spitting. Amen. Oh, yes. You can take that trip to Calvary this morning. Do it. Step out from where you are. Make that walk. Praise God. Our Redeemer liveth, and He shall stand at the last day upon the earth. And those skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I got a living Redeemer. I've heard thee said in the previous chapter, in a time accepted. And this is that accepted time. This is the time to get in. Strive to enter in this morning, for many shall seek to enter and shall not be able. The Redeemer prevails this morning. The Redeemer prevails today. And His ear is open to hear the cry of every backslider, every lost man, every wandering boy and girl, every mother that has lost her way. Stand with us. Let's pray. Father, challenge our heart. Oh Lord, open our eyes. Let us see clearly the golden steps that lead to the path of peace, the way of peace. Let us find the golden door and put our hand on the latchet. Let us walk across the threshold of peace with God one more time. Let us recall the years, and yea, better, let us sing the song of the redeemed and of those that have been bought back from trouble and from tribulation and from bondage and slavery and stark poverty. Oh God, our sins bring us to nothing, but the blood of Jesus Christ restores us to everything. Forgive our sin. Heal our land. Give our mothers across the land a brand new vision of that which is wholesome and lasting and good.